Good evening. On Wednesday nights, we've been studying our spiritual passion. We've been looking at that, and we're coming near the end of it. But we're going to put it on hold for this evening, because as was already announced a couple hours ago, we just learned that Sister Teresa had passed away. And I know that's on everybody's mind, and it's hard to focus in on a study and pick up in a series when we've got something else on our mind like that. So we're just going to read a few passages this evening and talk for just a moment. As Brother Kevin already said, I'm sure there will be a memorial service, and so we're not going to try to create a memorial service this evening for Sister Teresa. We'll come together as a family, and we'll do that, and we'll remember her and honor her and honor the Lord as she would want us to. But when I heard a couple hours ago that Teresa had passed away, the first thing that came to my mind was Genesis 23. In the first couple of verses, it says, "Now Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her." And the rest of the whole chapter is dedicated to him finding a burial place and taking care of Sarah. And this is a really unique case we see in Scripture, in that no other woman, it's given her age like this, and an entire chapter then dedicated to her being taken care of and her burial that was going to happen. And that's because Sarah was a very, very unique woman. And no other woman in Scripture is specifically called to be looked at as an example of faith when we read the New Testament. But twice in the New Testament, Sarah is called to look at her and consider her as an example of faith. She was very unique in this way. And I thought of this because Sister Teresa was very unique in that way as well. She's a great example of faith for us to think of when we remember Sister Teresa. That's got to be what comes to our mind, is her dedication, as Brother Kevin brought out, to the Scriptures, to her study. She loved to study. She loved to dig deep. She wasn't happy with a surface level of understanding. She wasn't happy with just milk. She liked to do research. Many times in class, you saw me say, "Whatever you say, Teresa." As I handed it over to her, "Teresa, do you know?" And I'd always turn over to her because she did her work and she studied and she loved to study. And she was very unique and a great example of a faithful child of God. She also engaged in something that many people don't engage in at her age. And that's what we find over in Titus chapter 2. Starting in verse 3, it says, "Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips or enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure workers at home." She was a teacher, and she did a great job at this. And as somebody who was older in the congregation, we spent some time with her in our family, and she would talk with Terry. I've seen her talk to many other young ladies. She talked to anybody because she was a teacher, and she liked to encourage, and she liked to give the Lord's instruction and help out when she could. And she didn't do it in a pushy way, but she liked talking about God's Word, and she liked talking about those things with people. And this is something that is sadly missing in many congregations, is where the older generation gets involved with those who are younger than them. In our society and in our time, there's a lot of age brackets, and people stick to their age brackets. Stay with your peers. Stay with people your own age. Kids are told, play with kids your own age. You don't need to hang out with these younger kids or these older kids. But that's not the way a family works. And she treated this congregation like a family. It didn't matter what your age was. It didn't matter who you were. She would be involved with you. She would teach you. She would discuss God's Word with you. And that helps bring up the next generation of Christians in a congregation and in a local family. And she was very involved in that. That's something that is sadly missing in many congregations, and many congregations suffer because of it. They don't have an older generation that is bringing about the newcomers, helping to give the instruction of all the study and all the years that they have learned and they have spent in God's Word. And she was a great asset in that she was involved in doing this on an individual basis, and as Kevin brought out, in teaching class as well. She was very involved and did an excellent job. I wanted to read one more passage with you and have a prayer. It's a passage that is often read when a woman we admire leaves this earth, and that's over in Proverbs chapter 31, as it describes the worthy woman. And there's many aspects to this worthy woman that you can see modeled for us, a great example that Teresa was in many ways. Starting in verse 10, says, an excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. For her earnings she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you exceed them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the produce of her hands, and let her work praise her in the gates. And so much of that describes what she was involved in, is if maybe you were experienced that as I did. Maybe you didn't, but I know she was involved with many people. I don't know how many meals she had cooked and brought over to her house or to our house, or she'd just call up and say, well, I made a bunch of extra food, as though, you know, it's just her in her house. But I come over there and there's a whole roast there and all these vegetables and all these side dishes. And like, well, I'm just used to cooking big meals. And so she'd always have some extra food and she'd call us up. We'd go get it. And she was always providing. She was always giving. She was always trying to help other people when she had extra. That's what she was involved in doing, is seeing to the needy, seeing to those who were her family, those who were here. And she looked at us here as family. The teaching and wisdom were on her lips, kindness on her tongue. She smiled at the future, even when it was rough and she knew there was pain ahead and there was another surgery going on or she didn't feel good. She always managed to crack some kind of smile, even if you could tell there was a little pain behind it. She'd crack a smile about it. Well, I guess this is what's going to happen next. Got to keep going. There's nothing else you can do. And that was her attitude. You just keep going and you try to make the best of it. She was a great example in many aspects of this worthy woman and her dedication, but most of all, and what's most important, is what the psalmist or the author ends with, in the end of the proverb, is that she is a woman who feared the Lord, and so she will be praised. And we are going to do that as we come together in a memorial, and we'll talk about her fear of the Lord and her honor of the Lord and her love for the family here. But as we think about her, I know what she would desire us to think about are godly things, not to give her all the attention, not to just remember the good times. Those will come to our minds, and we'll think of those too. But she desired to give glory to God, and that's what she would want us to do, is to see the Lord in some way, that her passing would somehow make us consider God, what he would want us to do. I talked to her several times, and she would get frustrated over how some people just didn't seem like they were dedicated and desired to be there, and she didn't understand that, because for a while she was shut up in her house, and she just desired to be here with her family, and she just didn't understand how somebody couldn't want to be here. That's the kind of attitude she had. She desired to be here, and she desired to be with God, and that's a great example for us, and a great way we can look at her as a pattern. I appreciate you guys coming out tonight. As I said, we're going to look at our study next week. We're going to pick up there. But let's have another prayer before we have a few more songs. Lord, we thank you for the family that you've blessed us with and your son. We thank you for those of that family that come into our lives, that affect us, that help us, that influence us, and that can teach us. There's many times in our lives where we need, it seems like, specific help for specific problems. And you provide with your spiritual family, Lord. You bring them into our lives. We become involved with each other. We grow close to each other. We walk the path of this life for a time, and then they return to you, Lord. And we thank you for the time that you gave us with Sister Teresa, the influence that she had on all of us here and on this family as a whole. We pray that we would remember her love for the family. Remember how that is to be all of our love. We are to love one another as you have loved us. We pray that we would have dedication and a desire to know your word as she did, and remember her and her example. We thank you for the comfort and the blessing that you give us and the promises that you have made through your Son. Those who are yours, Lord, receive their crown of life. And they've run their race. They've finished the fight. We thank you for preparing Teresa a place to go where she can be with you always and where we can once again be with her. We thank you for the many things you do for us in Christ, Lord, and help us to always look at our lives in a way that appreciates them. Bring those blessings before our eyes so that we can see them, so we're not of those who have eyes but cannot see or ears that cannot hear. Help us to see and to hear all the good things that you do for us, Lord, and help us to give you the praise and the honor and the thanks. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Anytime we meet together, we offer the opportunity if anyone would like to become a child of God. And quite often when somebody leaves this earth and we're thinking about them, as Solomon said, it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, because the living will lay it to heart. And if you've laid it to heart and you've been thinking about your own mortality, your own life, and you realize it can be gone in an instant. I still remember exactly what Teresa looked like when she walked out those doors the last time I saw her. And that was it. She had a smile on her face. Stella was with her. And she was looking forward to going and getting in some sun. She needed it, she said, and had the doctor prescribe it for her. And so we never know how much longer we'll have. And if you're thinking seriously about becoming a child of God, then don't put it off. Do it the way the Lord said. He's given us instruction on how we can be joined to him, how we can be cleansed of our sins, how we can start a new life, be a new creation, be dead to sin and alive to God. If that's your need, then do so this evening. If you desire prayers or encouragement, we'd love to have another prayer and pray with you and for you and do whatever we can. If we can help you in some way, just come forward as we stand and as we sing this song.